As we have all said until now, Akiva's single-mindedness towards Achdus was extraordinary. It extended not only to his chaverim and his mishpacha, it extended to the Kol Yungalite, to his rabbeim. As such, it's appropriate that we should ask Pinchas Bronstein to say something like that.
Unfortunate spot there are so many of the chaverim and mishpacha about Kivi, the hours late, and it's right after Yantif. But we've gathered to be inspired by Kivi's life, and that's not a hard thing, as you all heard. Thoughts that are flying through my mind throughout Chodesh Tishrei, the Yom Nerayim, and Simchas Torah. You read in the Parsha Hazinu, Moshe Rabbeinu sings the song of Hazinu for Klal Yisrael on the day that he was Nifter. Hazinu Hashemayim V'Adabera. He starts off, he says, Yarif Kamotar Likri Tizal Katal and Rossi. Ordinarily, this can be understood that this is still part of the introductory remarks that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying before he begins the song of Hazinu. And then he begins the song Hatzur Tomim Pa'oloi. He's still introducing that he's going to speak Hazinu Hashemayim, and my words should hit you, Yarif Kamot Harlikri. They should hit you like rain. You should hear them like dew, like tal. Rashi doesn't seem to learn like that. Rashi says, Yarif kamotar likhi zuhi ha'edus shete'idu. Hazinu ha-shamayim v'adaveru. Shamayim and Eretz, listen to what I have to say. And this is what I have to say. This is the beginning. Yarif kamotar likhi. Rashi says, please say this edus to Klal Yisrael for all generations. Sha'ani oimer b'fneichem. That I said this to you. Torah shenasati li Yisrael, the Torah that I gave called Yisrael, shehi chayim la'olam. It is life. Chayim is life. Like the rains that give life to the world. And it's like the tal that hakol smeichim boy. And it's like se'irim alei desha. Rashi says se'irim is a lashon of ruach. And just like the grasses grow from the strong wind, so too divrei Torah megadolus lemdehem. Rashi seems to be learning, this is the message. This is not the introduction to the message that he wants to leave Klal Yisrael with before he dies. This is the message itself. Moshe Rabbeinu is not only our teacher of Torah, b'chol proteo v'diktukeo, with all of the smallest, most minute details in halacha. Moshe Rabbeinu told us, he didn't leave us before he imparted these words. And I told you that Torah is life. I wasn't just your Rebbe for the halachas and the dikduke halachas. I told you the skulas haTorah. We sang yesterday Simchas Torah. Ein zchiya kaTorah. Ein shmira kaTorah. Ein zbula kaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu was our Rebbe for that too. Not only for that too, the Rambam writes in the end of the Perish HaMishnayis, the last Mishnah in Masecht HaBrachas, I forgot his lashon. Oy vani lalamed mikol hashalamdenu. From anything else that I would love to teach, Dr. Rambam, if it's an ikur and ikrei emuna, an erech haTorah, an emunas haTorah, mikol hashalamdenu, above everything else that I love teachings of the Rambam and Perish HaMishnah, the ikrei emuna, I love to teach. Moshe Rabbeinu left us with these words. That the Torah itself is Chaim. We have Rabbein Baruch Hashem. and we grew up, most of us, the Bnei HaChabura and Yeshiva with the Rabbeim, give us over the Torah with the whole Chiyas, with the knowledge that the Torah is a Torah's Chaim, it is our very life. Rarely do you find Echad Mebnei HaChabura becomes your Rebbe for this most valuable limud. Like Rav Nosson said earlier, he literally was our Rebbe in Chashivas HaTorah, in Avas HaTorah, in the Erech, in the Yakrus of that Torah is life. Seirim Alei Desha, the strong winds that strengthen the grass, after Vritorim Megadlin Eslem Dehem. Oy, did Kivi have strong winds in his life, but they made him so big, and he taught us to smile and to steig through the most difficult storms. Hazinu is called a Shira. The Shira is Hazinu. Kisvu lachem es Hashira Hazais. And it's written like a Shira, with spaces. Hazinu is not a classic Shira like you have throughout the Torah, the other Shiras. Shiras Haba'er, and you have Shiras Hayam. It's a history, it's a whole history. Much of it, possibly even most of it, are the low points of the history of Klal Yisrael. The downfalls. Vayishman Yeshurin Vayivot, Ki Asuni Behavlehem, Dar Tapuches Hema, Kodesh Baruch Hu, very, very disappointed. And yet, Klal Yisrael sticks with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Rashi says, Haninu Gayim Amay, till the end. And it becomes a glorious song. I once heard from Rav Shlomo Freifeld, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He was speaking to a group of his Talmidim, come from various backgrounds, a lot of them with backgrounds that they weren't so proud of. And he said to them, why is the Shira in the Torah, there's a halacha that the songs in the Torah have to be written with spaces, Ariach al Gabi Levena, huge spaces between the words, different formations of Shira that you have in the Torah. He said, it comes to teach you that there are a lot of blank spaces in our lives. There are a lot of parts of our lives that we may not be so proud of, that we would rather that they're not filled with words of Torah. We consider them the blank spaces of our life. He says, don't forget, it's all part of the song. He said, even the blank spaces make up the Shira. Hazinu is a Shira that has a lot of low harmony, but it gives a lot of body, it gives a lot of bass to the song. It gives it a fullness, a richness. Akiva took all the tkufis of his life, and he sang such a beautiful, glorious song to all of us to learn from, to live from. His sister wrote that Kivi once confided that he feels that if he never would have been afflicted with this illness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never have given him this nisayon, he would have remained an ordinary person. He lived his life thanking Hashem, saving him throughout all the surgeries and the difficult times, and he also lived his life thanking Hashem for it. Not just that he survived it, and despite it, he thanked Hashem for it. He felt he would have just been an ordinary person if he would not have been put into that corner, if he wouldn't have been pushed to his limits. It's frightening sometimes one thinks to himself that, yeah, he's an ordinary person. Yosef said before, Shavak Chayim L'chol Chay, we have so much to learn from. And Rachmanu Litzlan, a person should never have to be put through such nisyonos and such tests. to bring out his potentials. But we have to be inspired by TV and become extraordinary. Song, one of the words that's used to express shira, to express song in the Torah, is zimra. Azamer b'shvachim, we sing. Azi v'zimras ka, some of Farshim learn zimras is a lashon of zimra of song. One of the Pshatim Rashi says, and Azi v'zimras ka is the cutting down of the enemies, the zoymer, like when you prune a tree. It's a destructive act. Sometimes the most beautiful songs are created and are born out of an act of zaymer, when something is really cut down. Kivi was cut and chopped in so many places and so many tkufis, so beat up physically. And yet, Azamer b'shvachim, he created from that such a Kiddush Hashem, Shiras HaChaim. And sometimes Lechtekeit comes only from squeezing, from Kasis Lamor. If you crush the olives properly, you could bring out the greatest light, the Lechtekeit. Kivi's life was one of Azamer B'Shvachin. Through all the cuttings, through all the Zoymer, he kept on singing. Through all the cusses, through all that he was crushed, it was all Lama'ar. Shkacha had it that the last 7.5 years of Kivi's life, he, on one hand, entered a world of silence. And on the other hand, through his very, very chashuv b'nei achabura, and a family that had endless caring and optimism, his life was filled with divrei Torah and shira, because his father, Olav HaShalom, was makbid that when we came to visit, you have to speak to him in learning. And even if you feel funny about it, he's listening, and he knows what you're saying. And one day he's going to wake up and he's going to share with you the Divrei Torah right back. And you have to sing, because Kivi loved making kumzitzes and singing. And Kivi had such a simchas achayim, so you have to sing. And the family, throughout all the different kufas, had a tape recorder, a CD player going, songs constantly, of Esayrus, of Psukim, of Tehillim. And the room was filled with music. During one tkufa, when it was in the house over here on East 19th Street, so I tried my best, together with Tzvi Raps, we would come on Wednesdays with Kivi, and we would sit, and we would learn Mishnayos, and we went through Bikurim, throughout the different visits, and we would sing. We were always filled with hope that maybe we saw the flutter of the eye. Maybe when I said goodbye, he got very excited, so he didn't want you to leave. Always, always optimistic. But it's amazing that that's what it was. The last 7.5 years of his life were filled with Divrei Torah and Shira. I have this fantasy, I don't know how close or far it is from the truth, that the Chodesh that we're finishing up now, the Yom Ne'raim, is called Tishrei. And maybe Tishrei is a lashon of Shira, it's a lashon of song. It starts first day of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, you didn't blow a shaifa. It's a very, very thin coil. It's the coil of the heart of a yid. No words before any dibur, before any amira. It's just his heart crying out to the Eibishter, Ritzaynenu lasais ritzaincha Eibishter, please look away from our actions and our petty things that we fell into this past year. Look into the depths of our heart, and this is our koil, the pure koil. Koil d'mama daka, like we say in Sana Taikif. It's a very, very edle song. The song of a yid saying, Ritzayneinu lasis ritzaynecha. But it grows throughout the month. And it grows into the halal of Sukkos, and finally into the day of Simchas Torah, when the entire body of a yid, clutching the Sefer Torah, and it raises his feet off the ground in song and dance. Maybe Tishrei means and you will yet sing. It's a month of Shira. It starts with a very edle one, but with the right avodah, it brings out the full Shira of a yid. Kivi taught us how to sing this song through life. From the Koil D'mama Daka, from the low harmonies to the high harmonies, can't forget his chasen in Chicago, the kumzitzin, the smiles, so much that Kivi leaves us with. He taught us the song of Hazinu. How every part of life can be part of the song, even the blank spaces, even what we think are the empty spaces of life. He taught us the Shiras HaChaim. So we must follow that Bekorei B'Yameinu. We should hear that song in the Kiyum of the Nevuah of Hakitzu V'Rananu Sheikh Ne'afa. Yizkor Baruch.